The camera's not working. Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 150 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 9th, 2012, talking trash and spending cash. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's program immediately following the live show.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, while we're waiting to get that video sorted out, and I'm sure that I will, let's just take care of business.
Yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Ah, okay. Well, we're going to work on that. We're going to get right back into the music. We're going to pretend there's no problems. How about that? We'll just pretend there. Oh, I got some feedback in my ears. This is just fine. You know, my dad and my brother Nick are in Baltimore. Nick is relocating to college. I'm about to turn that down. I won't get the feedback anymore. How's that work? That works just fine. They're in Baltimore.
On a marble step, trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, in a hard time by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, there ain't nothing here for free. Dying.
I can go for miles in my airplane. Have a lot of smiles in my airplane. I can go up, I can get down, but I can't get to you if you don't want me around in my airplane. You could wear your flowers in my airplane, laugh and talk for hours in my airplane. You can go from and you can go to, and if you'll fly with me, then I will fly to you in my airplane. If I get my jet and set myself right on the runway of your city, chase away the rain in my airplane. We can go up, we can go down, but the way we're going now, we won't get off the ground in my airplane. If I get my jet and set myself right on the runway of your city, we could go to Maine in my airplane, chase away the rain in my airplane. We can go up, we can go down, but the way we're going now, we won't get off the ground in my airplane.
Oh, that is the Royal Guardsman and My Airplane, the airplane song. You know, they did that Snoopy and the Red Baron song. That was those guys. How about, you know what? You might want to hear some vinyl tonight. Well, how about some David? Hi, Bodie. Say that again. No, he's not talking now. Okay, well, it's David Bowie. It's a Beatles song. And nothing's happening. What the hell? What the? Oh, because I got to do this. All right, sorry.
Slip away across the universe.
Oh, I'm so good at this. It's only my 150th episode.
Through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Haunts me under like a restless wind inside the letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Nothing's gonna change my world. inciting and inviting me.
Oh yeah, that is Mr. David Jones, also known as David Bowie, off of the Young Americans album and Across the Universe. And right now we've got some Lulu for you. Me. The Peaceful Heart. That's me. What the heck? Well, you know, it said that track was 9.6 seconds long. That's probably not true. This is a little Donna Hightower. And I think this one's 3 minutes, 30.9 seconds long. That's got to be better, right?
Hey!
Looks like the Umbrellas are back out at Wrigley Field. They got out of that rain delay. It may be all for the best if this game gets rained out, if you know what I mean. That was Donna Hightower, If You Hold My Hand right now. Little Gilbert O'Sullivan. Oh, Gilbert. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why?
Thank you.
Black Betty, that's a Jimmy Thudpucker. No, that's not right. Huddy Ledbetter song as recorded by Ram Jam, or Ramjet, as Rory would say. You know, I'm going to be hosting Rory Radio this Sunday night. If you know how to find it, more power to you. If you don't, well, that's just too bad. Right now, this is some Betty Hall Jones, a little jump and jive for you.
The other night, just to have some fun. We made all the night spots, we didn't miss a one. Long about 4 in the morning, we fell in a shack. Somebody said this is groovy, but here's what I answered back. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Well, the band's too hip for me, they don't play no melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Now up on the bandstand I can see righteous beboppers filled with glee. McGee and Parker on a dizzy kick left me cold, I'm such a hick. When a cat like Louie blows a tune, you know what he's playing right away soon. When Coleman Hawkins blows his horn, you remember what he played for many a morn. Jive but Jordan is Jake with me, blues but Basie and Big T. Might be corny like a moon and June rhyme, but I love to hear the melodies some of the time. Too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. The band's too hip for me, I can't find the melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. So let's be on our way, dig this jive another day. Cause right now you can see that this joint is too hip for me.
Oh yeah, this joint is way too hip for you. Not for me. I can't help it if it's too hip for you. You know what time it is? It's just about the top of the hour. Anyway, it's 2-1 Cubs over the Reds, right? 2-1 Reds over the Cubs right now. What was I thinking? Oh dear.
WCFL Chicago.
Occupying the number 40 spot on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, it was the Raspberries.
Please go all the way. Just hold me. exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had to abandon his feathered fighter's costume because of a defective zipper in the back of the suit. However, Mildred the Mask Mother came to the rescue with a substitute suit, thus permitting the fantastic fowl to begin his search for the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly melodies.
Pardon me.
Yeah, what is it, Corporal?
Have you noticed anyone humming around here?
Yeah, try the department store.
And with this valuable information, the winged warrior pivots and enters the Midland City department store.
You pivot pretty good, soldier.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Have you noticed anyone humming around here?
All deliveries go to the rear of the store.
I am the wonderful white-winged warrior,
you see. Still got to deliver to the back of the store.
I'm looking for the Hummer, that crown prince of wordless silly melodies.
Sheet music is on the 24th floor.
And the winged warrior again pivots smartly.
He pivots pretty good for a delivery boy.
And moves directly to the department store elevator.
This is an elevator. People in this store who are going to go buy something may go up or down in this elevator without charge or obligation.
Third floor, please.
Are you going to buy something?
No, you see, I'm looking for the Hummer.
If you're just going to look, take the steps.
Oh, okay.
And so the winged warrior does this immediately.
I'm not running a sightseeing service.
And much later.
Pardon me.
Yes?
Is this the 24th floor?
No.
What floor is this?
It's the 37th floor.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
Yeah?
Ain't you a bus driver?
No, I'm the wonderful white-winged warrior.
Because I thought I was going to say you pivot pretty sloppy for a soldier.
Yes, 37th floor, huh?
Too bad you're not a soldier.
Why?
Third men ride free on the elevators.
Is the Hummer on the 24th floor at this very moment close to unsuspecting consumers? And another thing, does Uncle Bernie know about those free elevator rides? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
I'll never forget that first day at Pitt. Me and my father worked a 72-hour shift and then we walked home 43 miles through snow in his bare feet. Huddled inside his clothes made out of old sacks. Eventually we trudged over hill until we could see street light twinkling in our village. My father smiled down at me through icicles hanging off his nose. "Nearly home now, lad," he said. We stumbled into house and stood there freezing cold and tired out, shivering and miserable in front of meagre fire. "Any road," my mum says. "Cheer up, lads. I've got you some nice brown bread and butter for your tea." My father went crackers. He reached out and gently pulled my mum towards him, bit throat. "You big, fat, idle, ugly wart," he said. "You great, useless, spawny-eyed, parrot-faced wazzock." He had a way with words of my father. He'd been to college, you know. "You've been out playing bingo all afternoon instead of getting some proper snap ready for me and this lad," he explained to me poor little purple-faced mam. Then turning to me, he said, "Arthur?" He could never remember my name. "Here's half a crown. Nip down to Chip Oil and get us a nice piece of haddock for us tea. Man cannot live by bread alone." You were a right day to me, father. He said as our working folk should have some dignity and pride and self-respect, and as how they should come home to something warm and cheerful. And then he threw me mum on fire. We didn't have no tellies or shoes or bedclothes. We made us own fun in them days. Do you know when I were a lad you could get a tram down into town, buy 3 new suits and an overcoat, 4 pair of good boots, go and see George for me at Palace Theatre, get blind drunk, have some steak and chips, a bunch of bananas and 3 stone of monkey nuts, and still have change out in a farthing. We'd lots of things in them days they haven't got today. Rickets, diphtheria, Hitler. And by, we did look well going to school with no backside in his trousers and all his little heads painted purple because we had ringworm. They don't know they're born today.
That's Tony Capstick, and Capstick comes home. Quite a little nostalgic remembrance, don't you think? Right now, this is The Temptations on Hinky Dinky Time Radio and Masterpiece.
We'll be right back.
Oh, golly, what am I doing right here? This is Blossom Toes. Is it time? Is it time?
Jim's been very upset lately. Nobody understands his guitar playing. So here he is to explain it for himself.
Back.
Carole King for you off of the Tapestry album. Schmackwater Jack. Our Cubs are now trailing the Reds 3-1 in the top of the fourth, and this is a little Etta James with Mr. Mike Finnegan off of, oh, I don't remember the name of the album, but well, what the heck, this is Etta, this is You're Gonna Make Me, what is it, something or other, and then something or other, gosh, baseball.
Yes, you are, baby. You gonna make me cry. can sure be gone tomorrow. But oh, baby, please, please don't make me cry. I would never do that to you, boy. Oh, no, I don't want to make you cry. No, no. Thinking about it, but it's sure hard to figure out. Better believe it. But love is something that the whole round world ought to, they ought to know about. I'ma tell the world, but oh, baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
We are getting to the end of another episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. We got time for one or two more brief things. Before we gotta go, how about some Beach Boys? We never hear any Beach Boys on the program. You may never have heard this particular song before. If you haven't, I hope you like it. If you have, I apologize. Play magic music. We're under the surfer moon.
There's a moon in the sky somewhere I know, waiting for all the love to burn below. If you fall and it happens all too soon, blame it all on the surfer. Golden light. If your heart hears its melancholy tune, then you'll know it's the surfer moon. Bring brings the tide in, takes it all away. Helps us ride in, brings us waves. Promising to remain forevermore, but they all disappear with each new tune. They make way for the surfer.
If I didn't get to your request tonight, be sure to tune in next week when I may not get to them again. You never really can tell with me. Or tune in Sunday night, because if your requests were really bad, they'll fit right in on Rory Radio, where I'll be hosting Sunday night. As I said, you either know how to find it or you don't. It's not really my problem. Or you can send me an email and ask me. Do you know my email address? Sure you do. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.